Welcome to the Advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson on Soul Pride Jungle Swing, Resampling, and Arrangement for Drum and Bass. Today we're taking that sweet, human, breakbeat swing, the kind that feels alive in the pocket, and turning it into a proper finished arrangement. Not just a loop that vibes for 8 bars, but a track section that moves like a Riedel record. Intro, drop, switch up, turnaround, and a clean premix that's already thinking about mastering. The big idea here is simple. If you leave the groove trapped in one loop, it stays a loop, but if you resample it with intent, chop it like source material, and arrange it with purpose, it becomes a performance tool. That's how you keep the soul of the break while building the energy, contrast, and repeatability that a DNB track needs. First, set up the project around arrangement, not around endless loop tweaking. Start at around 172 BPM. That's a very comfortable zone for this kind of soul pride style jungle swing. It's fast enough to drive, but not so fast that the groove loses shape. Create your main tracks early. Drum break, drum resample, kick layer, snare layer, sub, res or mid bass, Atmos or FX, plus a couple of return tracks for short room and dub delay. If you've got a reference track, mute it and keep it nearby. You're listening for snare placement, how dense the break is, and how much space the bass leaves between phrases. That reference is not there to copy, it's there to keep you honest. And while you're building, keep headroom on the master. Don't chase loudness yet. You want your master peaking somewhere around -6 to -8 dBFS while you work. That gives you room to shape the mix later without fighting clipping and overcompression. Now build the core jungle swing. Drop in a classic break or a break style slice set on your drum break track. If it's a one bar loop, slice it into a drum rack, or use simpler in slice mode to get hands on with the timing. For more control, you can also work with individual slices in classic mode after chopping the source, so you can fine tune the transient and tail of each hit. This is where the swing identity lives. The snare has to land with authority, usually on beats 2 and 4, but the ghost notes and hats are what make it breathe. Keep those ghost notes low in velocity, let some hats sit a little ahead or behind the grid, and use groove pull lightly if you need a bit more movement. If you extracted the groove from the break itself, even better. A small amount of groove can be enough. You do not want to quantize the life out of it. Remember, in drum and bass, the groove is not just timing. It's hierarchy. The strong hits anchor the bar, and the smaller hits create the feeling of conversation around them. That tension between control and looseness is what makes a jungle swing feel human instead of programmed. Now comes the key move, resampling. Create a new audio track called Drum Resample and route the drum break into it, or use resampling directly. Arm the track and record 4 to 8 bars of your groove while you make small live changes. Mute a hat here, swap a ghost note there, open up a fill for 1 bar. Let a crash tail ring out. You're not just printing audio, you're performing variations into the recording. That's important, because the best resamples usually come from a few different passes, not one perfect loop. Capture an extra bar before and after the section you think you need. That gives you more edit space later, cleaner crossfades, easier reverses, and more freedom when you're building transitions. Once you've got the recording, consolidate the best section and treat it like a new instrument. Split it at phrase boundaries. Make one version that's your main loop. Make another that has a fill or a turnaround. Make a third one that's stripped down for breathing space. If the timing is already solid, avoid heavy warping. Overwarping transient heavy drums can dull the snap and make the break feel less alive. Only use warp if you really need to stabilize timing, and even then be gentle. A great advanced trick is to keep a safe version of every resample before you start processing. Duplicate the clean pass, then experiment on another copy. That way, if a processed layer gets too smeared or too harsh, you always have a recoverable reference. Now shape the resample with stock Ableton devices. A good chain is a EQ8, drum bus, saturator, glue compressor, and maybe a touch of redux if you want grime. Start with a gentle high pass if there's unnecessary sub-rumble, usually somewhere around 25 to 35 Hz. If the break feels muddy, cut a little in the 180 to 300 Hz zone. Then use drum bus sparingly. A little drive can add punch and cohesion, but if you overdo it, the groove loses its snap. After that, saturator can add density, especially with soft clip enabled. Keep it subtle, just enough to thicken the hit and help it translate on smaller systems. Glue compressor is great for making the resample feel like one musical object. You're usually only aiming for a dB or 2 of gain reduction. If you want grit, redux can help, but tiny amounts go a long way. This is about cohesion, not destruction. The goal is to make the resample drums sound like a single playable phrase, not like a random chopped loop. Next, Design the bass response. Start with a clean sub. Operator is perfect for this. Use a sine wave, keep it mono, and keep it simple. In this kind of DNB, the low end lives or dies on discipline. Add just a touch of saturation if you want the sub to speak more clearly on smaller speakers, but don't turn it into audible distortion. Then build a res or mid bass layer above it. That can come from operator, wave eatable, or even a resampled source. This layer should carry the movement and attitude, but it should stay out of the sub's way. Keep the low end controlled, and let the stereo width live higher up in the mids and highs. You want the bass to answer the drums, not fight them. That's where call and response comes in. Let the drums establish the identity, then let the bass answer with short phrases. Maybe the first bar stays sparse and the second bar fills in. Maybe the bass only comes in at the end of every two bars. That kind of phrasing is a huge part of advanced DNB arrangement. It gives the section weight and momentum without turning everything into constant noise. Now shift into arrangement thinking. Build in 8 and 16 bar phrases instead of thinking in endless loops. A solid structure might be 16 bars intro, 8 bars build, 16 bars drop, 8 bars switch up, 16 bars second drop, and then an outro. You do not need everything blasting from the first bar. In fact, it works better when the energy is revealed in stages. For example, in the first four bars of the drop, you might let the drums carry the identity on their own, then bring the sub in sparsely. Then let the full bass response arrive later, when the listener has already locked into the swing. That makes the second half hit harder because it feels earned. Use automation to keep the arrangement alive. Filter sweeps on the bass, send throws to reverb or delay, small drum bus drive changes, and clip gain dips for breakdowns all help the section breathe. Sometimes the biggest impact comes from subtraction. Taking the sub out for one beat before a drop can make the return feel massive. Now use the resample to create fills and turnarounds. Don't write every transition from scratch. Duplicate the drum resample and slice out a one-bar turnaround. Reverse a snare tail, fade in a hit, or leave a one-bar gap before the downbeat for a DJ-style reset. If you want extra motion, use beat repeat very lightly, or add a touch of erosion or redux to a transition snippet. Keep the fills short and intentional. Too many fills can kill the momentum, especially in DNB. At this stage, think like a producer finishing a record, not just a beatmaker stacking loops. Label your variations clearly. Main phrase, fill, stripped version, reverse hit, pre-drop. That kind of naming saves a lot of time in dense projects. Before you get too excited and push the mix hard, do a premix check. Keep the master below about minus 6 dB DFS peak. Make sure the kick and sub are not slamming each other in the same moment every bar. Check mono compatibility on the low end. Watch for harshness in the 2.5 to 5 kHz zone, and don't let the stereo image get too wide below around 120 hz. Utility is your friend here. Keep the sub fully mono. Use spectrum if you need to spot a problem area, but trust your ears first. If the drum resample is filling too much low mid space, make a small cut around 220 to 350 hz. If cymbals are brittle, gently pull back the top end. Small moves are usually enough. The final energy curve is what makes the track feel like it breathes. Open the bass filter over 8 bars. Thin the break for 1 bar before a drop. Bring in filtered atmospheres before switch-ups. Throw the last hit of a phrase into dub delay. Even a tiny gain lift into the second drop can make the whole track feel like it's lifting, as long as you keep the headroom under control. Here's the mindset to keep throughout this lesson. Think in energy, not complexity. A section only needs to feel different. It does not need more notes just to prove it changed. In fact, the strongest jungle and roller arrangements often get heavier by removing something, not by adding more. So the workflow is, build the break groove, resample it on purpose, cut it into phrases, process it gently but firmly, design a clean mono sub and a responsive mid bass, then arrange everything in real song structure with contrast, tension, and release. If you do it right, the resampled drums will stop feeling like a loop and start feeling like an instrument. And that's when the track begins to sound like a real DNB record. For practice, try a mini arrangement. One break, one main resample, one stripped resample, one turnaround, one reversed or degraded variation, one sub and one mid bass. Build a short intro, a first drop, switch up, and a second drop. Keep the master clean, keep the low end mono, and check whether the groove still feels strong when the bass drops out for a bar. That's the real test. If the swing still talks when the arrangement changes, you've done it right. If you want, I can also turn this into a shorter lesson script for a 5-minute voiceover version, or into a punchier, more energetic version for a full course intro.